Okay, Halacha Beit, Perek Rishon. Yerushalmi, Masechet Chagiga, Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph. Beit Shammai Omrim HaRi'iyah Shtei Kesef HaChagiga Ma'ar Kesef, Beit Hillel Omrim HaRi'iyah Ma'ar Kesef HaChagiga Shtei Kesef. Now, Ri'iyah is Olot. Chagiga are Shlamim. So Beit Shammai Omrim Marbim Ba'olot, Mema'atim B'Shlamim, Beit Hillel Omrim Mema'atim Ba'olot, Marbim B'Shlamim. Makes more sense to invest in the one that's more kosher. Rabbi Tamkum Bar Yiloi, B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, Beit Shammai actually learns it out from Korbanot HaAtzeret, as we saw in today's Gemara in the Bavli, because there's more Olos for Shlamim by Atzeret, and Beit Hillel learned it out from the Korbanot HaNisiyim. Omru Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, Lo Mutav L'Lamed Korban Yachid Mikorban Yachid V'Lo L'Lamed Korban Yachid Mikorban Tzibur. Why would we look to Atzeret to be the model? Omrulam Beit Shammai, on the contrary, mutav lamed davar shonoeg ledorot mi davar shonoeg ledorot val tavili korban hanisiyim, which is irrelevant. Shonoeg ledorot. Tani, yesh b'ri'iya ma she'ein b'chagiga, b'chagiga ma she'ein b'ri'iya, sh'ari'iya kula legavoha, because it's an oilo ma she'ein din b'chagiga. Chagiga, on the other hand, is noeget lifnei adibur, uleyachar adibur ma she'ein din b'ri'iya, which was not before Matan Torah. Chagiga.
Over the bottom.
What's that?
Before and after. Stressing before and after, not just before.
So okay, yeah. Chagiga no eged lifnei adibur. Okay, so this is, where do we find this? Lashon chagiga no eged lifnei adibur. That's based on shalachat ami v'yachogu liba midbar, as Rashi pointed out in the Bavli. Otherwise, why would we call it a karma chagiga? They were just bringing karbanas to eat, and so on. So that means that this is at a din of a char. That was Har Sinai, that was basically a yontif. The simcha mashen ken bishneim, shah simcha no heged ben bedavar shum mishalo, ben bedavar shum mishalachayrim. So you don't have to bring your own karban. It's not a chiyah for the karban. You have to eat in the karban. So if a friend brings a karban shlamim, gives you to eat from it, to join his meal, and that's your karban simcha. It's the achila that's important. It's not the hakrava. And bein bidavar shidarka l'chein. So it doesn't matter whether its whole ikr is that it came for karban simcha or bein bidavar shidarka l'chein. It's the stam, a guy who's bringing the darim v'nadavis, right? And now he wants to eat them during the yontif. That becomes his karban shlomi. It doesn't have to. Now, that's his simcha. He doesn't have to bring another karban for it. Whereas Elo, in Elo Mishalo, this actually we'll see later on in the Bavli, the Sugya about, you know, Davar Shebechoval, that you can bring it from things you would have brought anyway. Ubilvadi Davar Shedarkalachain. Furthermore, I mean, you have to bring it specifically as a special carbon for an Elas Ria or Chagiga. And if you brought Stam, the Dharm and the Davas, that you were Chayav as an Elo or Shlom, you wouldn't be Yaisa. It has to be for that purpose. Rav Yossi boy. So lama leinan amrim. Why don't we add another thing, which is koshu chayav b'riya chayav b'simcha, v'yeshu chayav b'simcha, v'yeshu chayav b'riya. You list the fact that nashim are chayavot b'simcha, and they are chayav as b'riya, because kozakurcha is memayet nashim. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi omer, v'samachta afilu mimakolim. V'samachta means you can bring it from the butcher shop. The butcher shop has to say the chiyah, go into a butcher shop, buy a piece of meat, and that could also be, basar. Why would it have to be dafka from the carbon that you're calling a carbon simcha? Omer Rav Elazar, that's not true. It's dafka, meat from a carbon shlomim, that you're chayitzah. Ne'emar kan simcha, says v'samachta v'chagecha, and ne'emar la'alan simcha, says v'zavachta shlomim v'achalta sham v'samachta. So you see, where's the v'samachta? Dafka bezvachim. Ma simcha mura la'alan is shlamim, afkan shlamim, zemiz l'chiv aviyantev, is dafka in zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham. Reb Chuna, ochal pashut kol shiva. He would eat every day a penny's worth. One pashut, the zuz pashut, was a quarter, whatever small amount. And he holds that you be chayim that you could be Yotze Stam with anything, he would buy a quarter's worth of meat and eat it, and he was Yotze. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ma Kesev, Ushte Kesev, Dvar Torah. This is a Chiyav Midiraisa. This is another one of the Yerushalmi's switches here. We've just switched into Masechet Pe'ah, which is basically tomorrow's daf in the Bavlim. So let's just see a little bit of it, and then we'll. Okay, it says a rayon in lo shiur. Rayon means ri'ya, right? Okay, so that means that in lo shiur, the Yerushalmi holds in lo shiur in how many times you come in. You come in many times in the Azara, in lo shiur. Every time you come in, it's a mitzvah. But as far as the value of the carbon, yesh lo shiur. And what is that shiur? Says Rabbi Yochanan, mo kesef for nolas ri'ya. And shtei kesef for nolas chagiga. And this is the oraisa, not a derabbanan. Tanya Rabbi Yosi, me Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yosi tells Rabbi Yochanan, you're wrong. The braisa says, beferish not like that. The braisa says, ri'ya koshu. There is no chiyav of a particular shtei kesef. It's chachomi meim. Shomru mo kesef for shtei kesef. This is entirely a din derabbanan. Well, Marlis Rabbi Yochanan says, V'yesh kengzu, there's something like this, that in Minatayr there's no shear in the value, that Chachamim gave a value. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what? Did you ever read the Gemara? Go shear in lo Chachamim, maybe you should not understand. There's thousands of examples of this. Gizayim in Amit, Gizayim in Aveva, Kadashim in Asheretz. I mean, all of these halakas, the Chachamim were Koveya Ashir. So, I understand. Lo ata mishol, what's bothering Rabbi Yochanan was this. So the Kodah Tanya, Rabbi Oshaya, Tanya Rabbi Oshaya, lo yeru panai reikam. Since Rabbi Oshaya is b'dayek reikam, what's reikam? Reikam means empty-handed. Empty-handed is a filokosha. Something, don't come empty-handed. That's what, and when you say empty-handed, so then it means that it's enough to bring something or other. Chachomim heim shamru ma kesef v'shtei kesef. The kasha, and this was bothering Rabbi Yochanan. You're saying that min dos mach v'dvar Torah, hu amar chachomim heim shamru ma kesef v'shtei kesef. So what's bothering from him is, if the Torah says beferish ashir, we don't find the Torah says beferish ashir elsewhere. There's a unique situation where the Torah says, you yotzei b'koshu. That's what it says, Reikam. So in such a place for Rabbanan come, no, don't accept the Torah shir. Doesn't make sense. If the Torah didn't give the shir, then the Chachamim define what the shir is. So they define the Chiyav Rabbanan, the Chiyav Yoraisa. Can you bring me another case where the Torah says the Farish X, and the Chachamim say no, Y? That's what I'm asking you. This is, I think, is very unique. And that's something I don't see where the Torah, the Chachamim, isn't the whole point is don't come empty-handed? That's the whole point. The point isn't bring me something. The point is don't come empty-handed. So the Chachamim switch the whole import of the mitzvah, and they say, no, the mitzvah is bring me something. It should be kach v'kach ashir. It completely now corrupts the whole intent of the lo yeru panai reikam. Amrav yasi b'erav ibon. Rabbi Yochanan kedaita, Rabbi Oshaya kedaita. This actually is l'shitata. Rabbi Yochanan kedaita, Rabbi Yochanan d'amar. Kol ashiram alokal v'shem yisinai. D'amar ma'a kesef v'shtei kesef v'ar terah. This is Rabbi Yochanan's shita all over. He holds the shita, the dinim of the shiur maral alokal v'shem yisinai. The Chachamim would never have subverted the intent of the mitzvah. Rabbi Oshaya kedaita, who holds that all shiur mar mid rabbanan, Rabbi Yeshua, Noma, Okol, Isser, Bizmanazah. Somebody accidentally eats a kezias of Chalev, Bizmanazah. Tzarek Lishon Lefanavat Ashiurim. He has to write down in a notebook, I, on January 1st, 1973, ate 16 grams of Chalev, because then you have to find out if the base of Mikdash is built, whether that's considered to be a kezias at that point or not, right? So he has to write it down, how much he ate. Because Shema Yamod Beis Din Acher. I mean, maybe the Chazon Ish will show up then, and he'll be a bigger shiur, and then you'll be potter. So you need a kezias of chalef. So Vishaneh Alavata Shiurim. So if he just writes, okay, I am Chayav Echatas, and then comes along Mashiach, builds the base of Megiddo, says, oh, I have a notebook here, I'm Chayav Echatas on such and such a date. But he doesn't know that his Chayav Echatas was defined by the Beis Din's Shiurim of that time.
No.
So the Yeodam, the Yeodam Shirakal. This way, we need to know whether he's chayiv or not. Savi do amar riyah koshu chachom yimim shomru meil kesser shtei kesser. If the best can now change the halachas, so that means that he holds that basically the drabbanan have a right to define what they see as the shir, and you won't be chayiv in your garment because the chachom yimim said sorry, that's not the shir. So this is. Clearly, he holds it's all in the hands of the Chachamim to be koveya. Amrin chazar be Rabbi Yochanan. The Talmidim said that actually Rabbi Yochanan had charoshim from his shita, from the din at Olshem Alach and Moshe Sinai, and he ended up agreeing that the shiurim are actually kavua according to the das of the Chachamim. Okay, we'll see more of this later.